joined by Kay centre-back Francis Duku after this afternoon's 1-0 win at Met Police. Francis, it looks tough out there today. There's a lot of physical tackles all over the pitch. How did you find that?
Expected it from them, to be fair. Come to a team in League Down, they're not a bad team, we knew that. Came here pre-season, ended up with a 1-0 draw, which they took the lead, and you know, we were, say, up against it a fair bit, so pretty much what we expected. Today we managed to get the, you know, the positive result.
Do you enjoy those sort of tussles, getting stuck in?
It's more me than chasing the little people like Lodgie into channels and, you know, things like that, because I can control a bit more, obviously, my physical size. But yeah, it's definitely more my game than the other side of it.
We were under pressure a bit at the end, defending a one-goal lead. How confident were you that we were going to keep the clean sheet and go on to win the game?
I think we've been a bit unlucky in the last couple of games with the two late goals where we've been, you know, winning 4-0 or 3-0, 4-0, and Shabila Ricky, and then you gave the late goal away. I think we've been defending not too bad in recent games anyway. Fletch Max, you know, doing well. Ash coming as well, and he's done well, to be fair to him. Just all around. I wouldn't say we were panicking, because we knew his pressure was going to come, but I think we dealt with it quite well.
Dallas has changed the formation the last few games, played three centre-backs. How do you find that opposed to the normal flat 4-4-2?
I played in both, to be honest. Last time I played in this league with Bromley, we played in a back three as well, so did it for more or less a season there. So for me, it was, you know, it kind of reverted to what I did a couple of years ago, so it wasn't a massive goal.
And how do you feel your understanding with Fletch and with Max as well is developing as a three?
Max I know quite well, so I played with Lewis a few years ago. Me and him was a back two then, and when they did change to a three, you know, Max was there playing as well. Fletch, he obviously came in, and he's done very well as well, I think. We're building an understanding all the time, but I think we started off very well, considering we just changed formation and put, you know, three people in there who hadn't played in a three together before. I think we've done quite well in the results since as well. I mean, we've conceded two in three. We've been two last-minute goals, which, bit of unluckiness, bit of sloppiness, whichever way you want to call it, but we're working on trying to get that out of the game.
And Ashley James has come in for the last three games. How do you find him as opposed to Luke Garrard?
Two top-class keepers. Ashley's obviously got thing with his kicking. I've never seen a goalkeeper who can kick a ball like him before, but you know, Luke as well is a top keeper, good experience, good calming head. Ash has come in, but he's taking his chance. You can't ask for more than having two keepers competing for the spot. Be tough to pick between the two of them, but as it stands at the minute, Ash has come in with 1-3 games, and we've kept a clean sheet today as well, so you can't really ask for more from him.
Coming up from the league below this season, arguably we've been underdogs in most of our league games this season, but today we're very much the favourites coming against Met Police. Is that a different mindset coming into the game? Does that add a bit more pressure, being the favourites?
Just needed to focus, you know, to think we are the team from the league above. Everyone's expecting us to win, but I mean, I didn't play for K's last year, but Met Police pushed K's all the way last year, as far as I know. They were up in and around it, had a couple tough games with them, Daz pointed out as well, so we knew they'd be a good side. We just needed to make sure we did our job. We're on a bit of a run again now, you know, since we've the last couple of games got the two very good results, but we're trying to get another run going, so just needed to focus and make sure it did carry on going.
It was the FA Trophy today. Is it nice to have a break from the league, or does it interrupt a run of league fixtures, as far as you're concerned?
Just got to be games are games, you know, whether you're FA Trophy, the league, you just make sure you go out, do what you need to, win your games, compete well, and we did that today. FA Trophy, be good to have a run in. Our FA Cup run was, you know, brought short at Hendon, but FA Trophy, non-league's Premier Cup, much as we can, we want to have a run in that as well. Just take it, well, the cliche, but take each game that comes.
When I was coming home from the Dartford game, if someone had offered me fifth from bottom, I'd have bit their hand off, and now we're a point off second. What's been the turnaround, as far as you're concerned?
For me, I know it sounds a bit silly, but I didn't think we were ever going to be a relegation team. If you'd looked at our performances and the results, you'd say, what's he talking about? But this league, everyone can beat everyone. We just made some bad decisions at times in those games. Teams had maybe six chances and scored five, which, you know, is a bit of unlucky on our side, but we just only given those six chances. Now we've managed to cut down that bit more, taking a bit more control of games as well, rather than it just being you attack, we attack. And from that, we're able to build a base and, you know, try and bed ourselves in more before we then go and try and do what we can, because with our attacking options as well, we know we'll give people a challenge, so we just got to make sure the whole team defensively switches on, and we seem to have done that reasonably well since the Dartford game.
You've been captain the last three games. How much of a privilege is that?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a surprise. glad I've been, you know, offered the chance. Obviously, with Luke coming out of the team, Daz needed to look at someone for it. I mean, Luke's the club captain, so when he comes back in the team, fully expect him to have it back, and I will give it back to him because that is how it is. You know, Luke is the club captain, and he's done a very good job. With him not playing at the moment, glad I've been given the job. Daz is telling me every week I've only got it by default because he couldn't think of something else to do, and he wants to take it away from me. But
so that's confidence base for you.
Well, that's just Daz for you with me anyway. It's a love-hate relationship, but no, Daz is doing good for me, and just glad he's thought enough of me to give me that chance as well.
And Mark Ham's got a bit of a reputation for pushing the players in training. What's he like as a coach?
Hamzy, well, all I can say is he's big for nothing. I've had a couple challenges with him in training, and he's had to ask me to go easy. So ask him about that when you get a chance yourself.